I do not endorse this.
You're a bunch of pussies!
I'm lining up with the temperature outside. 5! Live Ranksters, and we are back for the first show of 2022. Joe, Matt, and Jim falling down the rankings, coming to you live from the literal frozen tundra. Here on the East Coast, it's 4 degrees outside with 10 to 20 gusts, wind gusts. It's fucking freezing. We're getting a storm. We'll save the name for when we get into what we're doing tonight. Huge storm.
I got the perfect glass.
He does have the perfect
glass.
How
stark.
We're in the heart.
Winter is, it's here.
Oh my God. Ooh. We're in the heart of Corona. Corona 3.0. Hopefully this is as bad as like The Godfather 3, and it's not as good, and it just has slight remnants, but it doesn't have the same kind of impact, because this sucks. But we're back. First show of 2022 after a three-week break.
Woo!
Holy shit.
Wow. Wow.
Where's
wow,
the time
wow. Holy shit. That is a good one. That's what we left off
that
on.
That was
wow.
What we left off on. We did our...
No.
Well, we did, we did our own private little bucket challenge, but...
Yeah.
Oh, but did we not record that?
We did,
but we're not using it.
Yeah,
too late.
Yeah. Christmas and New Year's, it consumed my time. I didn't have time to do it, so.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Sounds good.
Jim, it's finally time.
No.
It's time.
I know. It's supposed to be the greatest night, but it's not.
What we are doing.
Tonight, we are going to do two separate lists. I'm going to do Guns N' Roses, and you two are going to do a different version of Guns N' Roses, and I'm gonna cry the whole time.
Okay.
Oh boy.
That's my plan for tonight.
Before,
can I throw a couple names at you guys real quick?
I've been. Oh Jesus. Uh-oh. Here
okay.
we go. What? What?
DJ Ashba, Bumblefoot,
oh
Buckethead,
oh
Tommy Stinson, Chris Pittman,
uh-huh.
Ryan mm-hmm. Mantia, Josh Freese, mm-hmm. Paul Tobias, Robin Finnick. You mm-hmm. know who these guys are? They are guys
people,
who spent
people,
as much or more time in Guns N' Roses than the original band members.
Well, yeah, because it took
people
them seven
that
years
Axl
to
Rose
record.
Made famous?
No, it took them 7 years
whoa,
to record
whoa,
Chinese
whoa, whoa.
Democracy or whatever long.
Excuse me, it took them 25 years to record Chinese Democracy.
Sorry.
And it was worth the
good
wait.
And the Offspring wanted
yes,
to release an album.
Good Lord, it was worth the
and
wait.
And they got sued.
Good God.
I got. Yeah, I went to true. Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound in Dixon City across from the Viewmont Mall the day Chinese Democracy came out. I put it into my car, and oh, I thought it was
trash.
Like, you're trash, Brock. But you know what? 13, 14 years later,
it's still
I love
trash.
It. I love it.
No, I'm going to stand by what I said the other day. If Chinese Democracy was released in 1997, at the peak of all that rock-type thing, and Axl Rose had the corn rolls, it would have been fucking monumental.
Yeah.
But it just kept getting delayed
that.
And delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and
well,
delayed.
Well, now it's
and Axl
and the Freak Show.
Well, I mean, let's be real. The people that Axl played with, they are fantastic musicians.
Oh, they
I
are.
Will never shit on anyone who has to deal
Buckethead.
With Axl Rose. But Axl Rose is just, he's just a maniacal genius. That's all he is. And because of that, he is an asshole. But I love the guy.
Genius,
I love him like
asshole,
an abusive father.
Two in the same.
Right, exactly. He's like the dad that never shows up, and I'll sit on the curb till the day I die waiting for him. I can't help it.
In that cold November
that's my
rain,
guy.
Right?
That's,
while we're,
no, fuck, oh,
while
Jesus,
we're waiting,
Josh
Cush.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Josh Cush, beer and shirt.
Well, first,
good,
bonus.
Good.
Jim, you forgot the bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus. Oh, yeah, the bonus. Yeah. Pulled this one out of my ass, but it works. We're gonna do our top 10 movies that everyone loves that we hate, and that's gonna be a lot
that
of
that might start a civil war before the main event.
I can't wait to
all right
this.
Oh,
I can't
so
be
I've got
I'm gonna be like that girl in fucking Brass again, so I'm gonna piss all over you guys.
Oh, God.
You're gonna love every second of it.
So I have on my Two Goats hoodie. It's in my opinion, the best brewery up on Seneca Lake, up in the Finger Lakes region.
Okay.
It's on the east side of the lake, if you've ever been there.
Okay.
But since it's kind of warm in here, because I have the heat blaring, I'm going to take it off and I have something special on underneath.
It better
oh,
be
he's
a
he's got that smirk.
Thing.
He's got that Washker smirk.
He's got that shit. He's got that... Oh, here we go. We're watching. We're watching.
Thought we might see
that.
Oh, right, got the earbuds back in.
Excited for a second there.
And I got the most badass name for a dojo ever.
Yes! He's got an Eagle Fang shirt.
Eagle Fang Karate.
I knew it. Hughes, he's let down already. Look at the face on Hughes. Oh, my God.
Okay, so this beer, it's pretty cool can
Eagle
here.
Fang.
This was greatest. Given to me by Matt Serva of the Garlic Jar Podcast, friends of ours.
Yep.
It is called, well, let's see who makes it. I don't know who makes it.
Somebody makes it.
Here we go. Tripping Animals Brewing Company. All right, based out of Florida. Animals. And this is called Shooby.
Shooby.
Shooby. Shooby dooby doo.
Shooby.
And it is a...
I love the Shooby.
Double IPA with Strata and Nelson Savon hops. 8.5%
nice.
Alcohol by volume.
8.5? I gotta get me some Shooby.
It's none of that pussy light beer shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Uh-oh.
Gotta love the Shooby.
Also, I have two others on reserve here. I got some Dos Equis from my daughter's second birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
How many was she able to put down?
No. I got Beer Tree Any Days Haze Pale Ale. Or Hazy IPA.
Wow.
So.
I just speaking of Haze, I just watched a video of Mustaine from 2019. I don't know, it was with the Experience Hendrix thing, playing Purple Haze.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oof. Good stuff.
He played it all note for note, like all the solos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very
cool.
Good. I was very impressed.
I love the Mustaine.
Yeah, I love Mustaine too.
No,
he's such a prick.
He's fantastic.
He's a little crazy.
He's an asshole.
No.
Of course.
I can't wait for the dying and the dead to come out.
Axel.
Oh. Axel.
Oh yeah. Axel
because only because he matters more than Mustaine does, like in the to the intelligentsia.
Well,
Axel matters more. To me, like Mustaine, I would say. To me, like if I could hang out with Mustaine or Axel, I would hang out with Kirk Hammett. So I don't know.
All right,
oh my God.
Hughes, beer and shirt.
Michelob Ultra. I've got some Coors Lights and. It's sad that Bob Saget died this week.
Oh, yes.
Most people think of Bob Saget from Full House and America's Funniest Home Video, but Bob Saget was a very funny comedian, and Bob Saget was also a film... He also directed a movie. He directed the movie Dirty Work, starring Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang, and he had a lifelong great friendship with this man, my favorite.
You got
Norm
a Norm shirt.
Nice.
Wow.
From my beautiful wife for Xmas, my favorite Christmas gift.
Nice. Look at that.
Yes.
It was this and Norm and a copy of Norm's fucking hilarious fucking autobiography.
There you go.
Amazing.
Rest in peace, Bob Saget, and America's Grandma Betty White as well.
Yeah, what a rough start to the year already.
Oh,
Betty White doesn't really... Meh. I'm alright. I always like Sophia, so I'm like, whatever.
All right, Jim, this is pretty much your night.
It's so good.
All
right, so my first shirt is a promo pick from The Appetite, of course.
Your
Matt Sorum looks like a badass on there.
Really? Fuck off, man. Steven Adler, the only drummer that matters. Jesus Christ, Hughes. Second shirt is...
that was a Sweet Child of Mine
suicide
shirt that
shirt.
Jim had.
Yeah, just
wait for him.
Anyway,
that's cool.
I like that.
Look at Axel and Duff, right?
It's awesome.
Like Suicide. And then the greatest of all time, Mr. Izzy Stradlin.
Oh, that is fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm surprised you don't have an Appetite for Destruction shirt.
I do. It's my custom shirt from the show in Philly. I have that put away. Couldn't get
that
out of the attic.
What are you drinking?
I have a Guns N' Roses shirt, but I have a pile of t-shirts.
What do you think I'm drinking? The Johnny Lawrence, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I found my spirit ammo. I found my spirit animal.
Yeah, you said it before.
No pussy beer.
You fucking quiet. Oh, my God.
Hughes, you gotta hop on
we
the
watch
Cobra
that
Kai
show.
Train.
But we watch that show, and every time Johnny Lawrence says something, my wife looks at me and is like, oh my God, that's you. Oh my God, that's you.
I watched Hot Tub Time Machine. Johnny Lawrence is in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes, he is. God. Yes, he is.
Fucking so good.
Yes, he is.
So good.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's in European Vacation, too. He's the douchebag boyfriend.
He was in one
so
of the
good,
guys.
Man.
He was in all those fucking... He was in Back to School. He was like the... The typical bad guy in those 80s movies.
No, yes, the guy that played Terry Silver was the typical bad guy. The slick back ponytail. That was the stereotypical 80s bad guy look.
I see that as well.
Speaking of bad movies.
We're not doing Cobra Kai tonight. Maybe we can get Hughes to watch it and do a Cobra Kai show.
I'll watch it as soon as you watch The Office, my man.
Woo! Yeah, four seasons. Go 4 for 4. One season 1 to 4, The Office. Season 1 to 4, Cobra Kai. That's a fair trade,
Jim,
I think.
And Jim, you give me 4 MCU movies, and then we'll talk.
Jesus Christ. No. Each one's like 4 hours long.
The original Star Wars trilogy. That's even less. Okay,
I'd rather get Anthrax.
All right. I'd rather get
bit by a cobra than watch Cobra Kai.
I'd rather get anthrax than get bit by a cobra.
Oh my god!
But if
I'd rather hear your list of movies.
If you make that a deal, I will watch 4 seasons of The Office if you watch 4 seasons of Cobra Kai.
Oh man! AKA Hughes, I'll send you the cliff notes.
Yeah, send me the clip notes. Karate chop. Okay, episode 1's done. Wax on, episode 2. Done. Hillary Swank shows up again, episode 3.
Spoiler alerts for those people who haven't seen it.
Oh my god.
Well, she's in the Karate Kid 3. She's the main character in Karate Kid 3.
I thought that was the fourth one.
Yes, she is.
Oh, maybe it's the fourth one.
The new Karate Kid, right?
Stupid movies.
The new Karate Kid, that's what it was.
If Mr. Miyagi isn't on Happy Days, I'm not watching.
Well, Mr. Miyagi's dead. Oh, my God.
Well, he was on Happy Days, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Arthur.
Was he?
I think so.
No, I never watched Happy Days. Let's do it.
All right, so the way we are doing the order tonight is a little bit different.
Uh-oh.
Jim.
Oh, shit.
GNR is your band.
What?
It's your jam. Mm-hmm. You pick where you want to go, and then you're going to tell us where we are going to go.
Oh, I like that, Wash Coach. Very well played. I like that.
Do you want to go first and set the pace, or do you want to go at the end and critique us?
Well, we're going alphabetical, right? That's how we're doing
this
shit.
But you're going to say it first. And then when it comes to the top 10, you're going to go whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. It's going to be me, Wash Cush Hughes, because this is the way my screen is. Me, Wash Cush Hughes.
Excellent. Good. I love being. I love.
All right,
I love
Jim. Let's take it away. Top 10 movies you hate, but everyone loves. 10 to 6.
10 to 6.
Number 10, A Quiet Place. I don't fucking get it. I need noise in a movie. I can't. It does nothing for me. And they copied Stranger Things. Those scumbags.
I will say with that
I can't
that one,
do it. Jim Halpert, fuck that guy too.
If you watch that with I never saw it in the theaters, but if you watch it with a sound system with the volume cranked, there's one scene where they step on a stick. It's fucking terrifying because you don't know what's happening and it's just so goddamn quiet. But the one thing about it, they took a thing from Home Alone where Marv steps on the nail and it just goes, where she's running down the stairs and it's a full boom.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh.
And then the Demogorgon shows up. I'm out. Fuck that.
I've never
number
seen
nine.
It. It's very
number
good.
Number 9. Like don't see it.
Don't listen
don't
to me.
Okay. Number 9.
Listen to my movie.
Fast and Furious. Fast and the Furious. I don't know. All of it. It's all trash. It's all trash. Now they're bringing in The Rock.
The Rock's been in for like 4 movies. He's done now.
I don't care.
Vin Diesel hate each other.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Number 8. Sorry to you guys. Talladega Nights. It's stupid.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate Talladega
Nights. You gotta watch it again.
I hate it. I don't care.
I can deal with it because it's my least favorite of those Adam McKay directed.
I'd rather
shake
and rank, okay?
I like Step Brothers, Anchorman, the other guys more.
Talladega Nights from the beginning to the end is classic.
Yeah. Hughes, I apologize. My number 7, Step Brothers. It's
trash. My God.
There's 2 good scenes. I'm sorry. There's 2 good scenes. I hate it. I can't stand it. Number 6, The Matrix. I don't fucking get The Matrix. I never got it. I tried watching it.
The first one was awesome.
I
saw the second part of the third one, but it's been so long. Yeah, I never saw the whole third one.
Yeah, I can't do it.
The new one was enjoyable. The first half hour of the new one was great, and then it was 2 hours after that of a snooze fest.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Wash Cush. Number 10 to 6.
We synced up here on a movie, not the same spot.
Ooh.
All the Fast and Furious movies. It's not even about
you
cars.
You that at 10.
I saw the...
It was about DVD players in the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They're trying to, which is funny in itself. It's been around long enough that a DVD player was worth money.
Yeah, now it's worthless.
Now they're $8.
The only one that I saw that I liked was... I think it was the fifth one... or I don't know. It's one where Vin Diesel's driving a green Mustang through the mountains of Mexico in a tunnel.
Oh, God, that could be
I don't know, whatever one that nice. That one wasn't bad, yeah. But the rest are just trash. Speaking of trash, number 9, Iron Man 3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know anything about
it. I absolutely hate what they did to the Mandarin.
Great Christmas movie.
The Mandarin that's in Shang-Chi should be the Mandarin that was in Iron Man 3, but they totally fucked that up. This one, it is a great movie. It's a movie that I saw multiple times in school because of teachers being out, but I never want to see it again. Forrest Gump.
I know what this is.
Forrest
what
Gump.
What is it?
Ooh, Forrest
oh,
Gump.
Okay.
I did say it was a great movie. Cool. I just don't ever need to see it again. It's
okay.
Number 7, the second one of this entire trilogy ruined it for me because it was a tree walking for 45 minutes and I didn't get it. All the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I never saw Lord of the Rings.
Again, they are very good movies. The whole entire story is fantastic. The first trilogy is way better than the second. But it just, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. And then number 6 is a movie for some reason people absolutely love. I fucking hate it. Halloween H2O.
Oh, wow. You went there.
I went there.
I love H2O.
So do I.
Just because it's so poppy, 90s, late 90s,
like
99.
Hartman. We watched Lucky Number 7.
It's like a 20-year anniversary. There was, what, 7 kills?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in that, yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with it, but it's still, it's a less of our
And then that one scene where it shows Michael looking through the glass at Jamie, and you know, you can see the mask in the eyes. He's not even scary anymore. Like, it's just, oh, come on.
Yeah.
It's trash.
All right.
Yeah. Alright, I agree. I dig your list, Washkush.
Hughes, let's hear all this. Right. I'm excited.
I'm with Washkush. I fucking hate Forrest Gump. Number 10, Forrest Gump.
Wow. Alright.
Like I said,
it
is a very good movie, but I just never need to see it again.
I just never need to see it.
It's one of those.
Jenner.
It's too much. You know, it's like I enjoyed it more when I was younger and I didn't realize what it was doing. When you're old, like when you're older and you watch it, you realize that it's like making Forrest Gump is responsible for all these, or he's part of all these historical moments.
And he played for Alabama.
Number 9. Number 9, I just cannot fucking stand anything about Star Trek. So any of them.
Ooh,
I never saw the original ones, but I saw the new ones that J.J. Abrams did. They were entertaining, but it's not like oh my god, I need to see them. Star Wars over Star Trek all the time.
Yeah. Number 8, Washkush, I'm with you again here. Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, all of it. Fuck it.
Nice.
Like I said, the first three they're good movies, but it's just that they're so fucking long.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not into that whole Middle Earth thing. I would have had the Harry Potter on here but we just watched all of them. I never saw all of them before. I just watched them. They were okay. That would have been on here, but number 6, here's a movie that like
7.
Oh wait. Oh. 10, 9, 8. Okay, number 7. The Boondock Saints. Like,
That one's pretty good.
Ugh.
I only saw it once. I don't remember much of it, but
ugh. Hate it. And number 6, I fucking hate School of Rock so much.
That hurts. Jim hurt right before Guns N' Roses.
Sorry, Jim. Sorry.
Oh my god. If you're not hot,
all right, Jim, about number 5.
Hughes, we're going shot for shot. Dark Knight.
Ooh!
I fucking hate the Dark Knight.
What?
I'm sorry.
That's the best Batman movie
I hate
ever
the
made.
Dark Knight. No, it's not.
Batman movie ever made.
I hate Christian Bale. I hate Heath Ledger. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate the pencil thing. I hate everything. I hate it. I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, Jim, we're going shot for shot. Number 5. Goodfellas.
What the fuck, Washkush?
What the fuck?
So fucking boring. I couldn't fucking stand it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I don't know if mob movies don't do much for me. Like Casino and Departed are great, they don't do anything for me at all.
Dude, Goodfellas is better than Casino.
Goodfellas is definitely better than Casino. Goodfellas is top 5 favorite movie of mine, and probably James. All right, my number 5. Ooh. I fucking love Nicolas Cage, but I'd rather be blinded than have to watch National Treasure.
Oh, come on! they're actually doing a series on Disney Plus of that.
My God,
they need to do
that's good stuff.
A National Treasure 3.
That's good.
With Page 47.
Wow,
I don't even know what that means.
If you saw the second one, you would know.
No,
to anyone listening, you would know as well.
I probably. I think one time I was having trouble with insomnia, so I put it on.
So number four, this might fuck up our summer plans. I'd still do it if you guys want to, but number four, I'm sorry, I fucking hate Jaws. It's fucking stupid.
No, that's okay.
It does nothing for me.
The first one's right, the only one Jaws. Worth watching, and it's not even that good.
I can't. Yeah. It's such a build-up for nothing. We need a bigger boat. Like, I get it when it came out.
I don't
want it to be redone. Right, I don't want it to be redone. I don't need any CGI sharks. I don't want any sharks. Fuck the sharks. Let them be. Sharks are cool. Just let the sharks be.
Well, yeah, Jaws speaking of summer plans, this movie, I saw it, and I just couldn't understand. I think it's fucking stupid as fuck. Mm. Dazed and Confused.
Oh, okay.
I like Dazed and Confused, but yeah, it's not like...
You know,
Dazed and Confused was a lot more entertaining for me, like, 20 years ago.
Right. It was, like, the cool, edgy
movie. Same for Matthew
like
McConaughey.
What I like about Dazed and Confused... What I like about that is there's so many, like, actors, like, it's, like, young in their career, so...
Yeah, it's cool to, like, but, you know, go back and be like, hey, yeah, you know, those, there were nobodies then, but... Fuck it.
I get that. I respect that. I respect
that. So, for number four, this one was inspired by you guys. The Karate Kid.
I knew it. I said.
He knew it. He called it. He called it. Yeah, watch.
The first one
earlier.
I hate Daniel.
The first one's the best one, and it just goes to fucking shit after that. And
yeah,
I would rather be karate chopped to death than watch The Karate Kid.
I would too than to watch the new one with Will Smith's kid or whatever that. No,
I'll take that one over all of them because I like Jackie Chan.
Oh my god.
Mr. Miyagi's a character you just can't replace.
It's not going to get better from here, fellas. I'm just telling
you. No, it's not. It's going to get really bad right now. And I'm sorry, Hughes.
You already broke through.
I'm sorry. I know. Number three. I don't know if it's worse than Step Brother to Talladega or The Dark Knight, but I'm sorry. Number three, Pulp Fiction. I fucking hate Pulp Fiction. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not my favorite Tarantino movie.
There's like three funny lines in it. You know, I don't know, Travolta arguing over a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, that part, and then he stabs her in the heart with the adrenaline. Jim, that would be my 11.
Good for
Uma. That would be my 11. I didn't care for it either.
I'm just saying, you know. The only good thing about Uma Thurman is her daughter, because she's in Stranger Things Season 3. There, I said
it. Who's her daughter?
All right, move on.
Her name? She works with
Steve. Oh, that's her daughter?
She works with Scoops Ahoy. That's her daughter, yeah. Her and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
I was not aware of that.
She looks just like Uma Thurman. Dude, they're like twins. Yeah, just like her, yeah. Next time you see her, you're going to be like, holy fuck, it's Uma Thurman. Anyway, watch this.
Number three. All the Harry Potter movies.
Okay, that's fine.
I only saw the first two, but they did nothing for me, and I don't know. I like Doctor Strange, but it just didn't do anything.
I will tell you, I'm not going to be a defender of the Harry Potters, but I will tell you, my least favorite of the Harry Potters were the first two. Once I got going, I kind of liked some of them, but yeah, I never need to see them again.
I'm good. I don't need to see them. I don't know what the obsession was. Okay. Like some dude trying to take over a high school. It's literally what's his name from Die Hard? Alan Rackman. I can't think of his... What's his name? Hans Gruber. Yeah, you go from being Hans Gruber, being this badass villain, to... I can't even...
To being Sirius Snake or
I can't even take over a high school. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Hughes, number three.
I don't know how you guys feel about this one, but I hate the guy that's the main actor in it, and I fucking hate Gladiator.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that hurts. Yeah. Oh, my God, that hurts.
It's Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Is that the Phoenix?
No, that's 300.
I hate that, too.
That's Gerard Butler with Russell Crowe.
Gladiator was the only movie... I saw Gladiator four times in the movie theater. That was the most I've ever seen a movie
in my
life.
That's crazy. I'm sorry, but not to go on a tangent, but... Yeah, no Gladiator.
Butler was good in Lawful Citizen. I don't know if you saw that one.
I'm good.
That one, I've seen all those Fallen movies, like Olympus Has Fallen. And,
but no, Lawful Citizen is a legit good movie. Where, like, there's a thought out plan.
I'll check it out. It's on Netflix. I always see it.
I would recommend watching it.
Yeah.
I saw it not too long ago. It was very good. All right, Jim, number two.
Number two. I'm sorry. I can't stand them. Oh. Wedding Crashers.
I'm with you.
It's trash.
Jesus.
I'm with
Vince
you.
Vince Vaughn. Owen. I hate Owen Wilson. I can't stand
it. Wedding Crashers was great the first time you saw it. It has no rewatchability.
Let me tell you something.
Come on, it's nice. I'm Owen Wilson. No? All right. I
I'm
can't
overplaying Mahjong at 11 o'clock at night.
What the fuck?
Your
you put Pulp Fiction on there. That's Gold Watch. Gold Watch.
I know it's Gold Watch. Like I said, there's three funny parts in the movie. Quarter Pounder, Royale,
He kept that hunk of muscle up his ass for like 3 years.
All right. My number two.
Oscars.
Fuck Wedding Crashers. Yeah. Can't do it.
I'm going big or going home.
You guys know how I feel about this one. All the Child's Play movies. I fucking hate Chucky.
Oh, God.
I hate Chucky. It's so stupid.
Dude, did I send you guys?
So stupid.
1, 2, and 3 are great.
Yo, I got, for Christmas, I got Rita this hilarious fucking Chucky fucking pillow doll.
Yeah, I
saw it.
It's
fantastic. It's so cool, dude.
It's awesome, yeah.
But, like,
come
on. He's a fucking toy. And he's overpowering people. No. Just zip tie him to the fence and just beat him with a fucking sledgehammer, light him on fire, and
he's a human in doll form. God damn it.
Yeah, but he's 3 feet tall. How much strength does he have?
He also kills... He also kills George Costanza's mother-in-law in the first one.
Yes, he does.
She
just saying. Photocopies her face.
Yes.
Anyway, right, Hughes, number two. Here we go.
Fucking Independence Day. Hate it. Hate it.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Whoa. Hate it.
And we're doing that July 4th weekend.
That's my favorite Alien movie. Oh, God.
Over Aliens?
That was,
Yeah, I love it. I'm sorry. Fuck Aliens.
Actually, we had Matt with us on that one, where...
Yes, we did, last November.
Yeah, that was our Halloween hangover. Novembers ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have my independence taken from me than watch Independence Day ever again.
Watch what you say.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All right,
Jim. One, hate
number two. Number two. You got... No, what was your two? Oh, you had Child's Play. I'm sorry. All right, my number one most hated movie. It's the first one that came to mind, just because I'm in this 80s shit because of Cobra Kai and Karate Kid and all this stuff. I don't get it. I fucking hate it. I'm sorry. I hate fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I hate it.
Dude,
I hate it.
I
don't hate it, but
I don't like it. No, I don't like Matthew Broderick. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I've seen those
80s movies.
Again.
You know what I mean?
And the principal, he was like the stereotypical principal of all the high school movies.
It does nothing. I can't get, like, it's
Pour
not
one
a
out
classic
for
to me. Yeah, oh, how about that? Yeah,
Jim, you might as well get that box of tissues ready, because you probably already knew what was coming out.
Why? Here you
Christmas
go.
Story.
Oh, I know what you're
Christmas
that's
Story.
Yeah,
I fucking despise that movie. It's fucking trash, Brock.
Christ almighty.
Jim, I'm going to redeem you with mine. Washkush, what's my number one?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
The history and life of Anthrax and VH1? I don't know.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, Hughes hates dinosaurs for some weird reason.
I hate dinosaurs. I fucking hate dinosaurs.
Oh, that's you so guys want to take a break, or you want to go right to the top 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's do a quick break, because I got to refill on beers.
Alrighty. Hey, Bear Man!
Alright, quick
break. Oh, my God. Alright,
Quiet.
I'm gonna piss. Quiet!
You're a bunch of pussies.
Where is Izzy?
And we are back from our first official break of 2022, just here hunkering down, getting prepared. As you look at the Not In This Lifetime reunion of the Band of the Night, Guns N' Roses, we've all been asking, where's Izzy? And we know where Izzy is. Izzy's coming Sunday night, going to drop 5 to 8 inches of snow.
I'm here at 9, here in the mountain. My neck of the woods here.
Mm-hmm.
No, 9 they were saying if you thrust twice.
I did hear that Storm Steven Adler was going to come, but it was going to be like all stroked out. So
this is going to be a dusting.
Oh my God.
This is going to be a dusting. Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was going to be out of time, and it was going to be poorly done, and it is not going to age well.
I do not endorse this.
Yeah.
You know, my man
is some
my
beer
man.
Tree any day's haze.
Oh,
I got that.
Okay. My man Steven Adler wrote a message to my kid when he was playing drums back in 5th grade.
Oh, yeah?
Just so you know. Oh, yeah. When
did it make
my
sense?
Kid... Wow, that fucking hurts. You know, I'm not even going to tell the story now. Fuck this. I'm out.
No, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
You try to decipher it.
Jim, go ahead.
Try to decipher it live on the podcast.
You know, okay.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, it
or
is.
Or Mr.
Oh,
Brownstone.
My God. He's like the Dick Clark of rock stars. 10. 9. It's been New Year's for 3 minutes. 7. 6.
9.
It's a Steven Adler's rocking New Year's Eve with a fucking cowbell and a fucking
Hey,
meatball.
Steven, we ain't got no legs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God, this is terrible.
This is going to be bad. This is wow. This is going to be... So
you know what? You know what? This is worse than my father leaving me when I was three. And I'm prepared for this.
I will
right
give
now,
Steven
okay?
Adler the utmost honor of what? Being the OG of, you know, Appetite is an amazing, yes. amazing album.
No, it's the greatest album of all time. What do you mean it's okay? Oh my god.
It's all right.
Oh my I'm trying god. To
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's all right. It's
all right. Matt Sorum is a little bit more technical drummer.
Oh my god.
Washkosh, did you see that Jim and I we were sending Guns N' Roses covers?
I was in the middle of adulting.
Oh man,
so.
I made a montage. Washkosh,
yeah, Jim
made
a good montage.
I'll go back and look.
Five
at
songs.
Yeah, it was
five
good.
Songs, 1 minute. Yeah. Name them all.
I was trying to do. I was trying to do fucking Slither as like a huge troll, but like I
why did you do Live and Let Die? Because you just thought of that right now.
Because it's piano and it's garbage. All right, Paul McCartney.
All right,
go ahead.
So
great Bond movie, the first Bond movie. All right, with Roger Moore. All right.
Before we get started, I do want to mention to you guys that I was on a podcast as a guest a couple weeks ago with Matt and Jenna and Zach, and we went over Spider-Man: No Way Home. So if you want to hear about what we had to say there, head over to Podomatic or where the hell you get your podcasts and go check them out. I don't know if it's actually been posted yet or not. I got to talk to him. But if not, keep an eye out for it. Garlic Jar Podcast on Podomatic, Amazon, and, you know, all that crap. All that jazz. Going over Spider-Man jazz. No Way Home. If you didn't see the movie, obviously don't listen to the podcast until you have.
Amazing. If you haven't seen it, you should.
I get a text from Matt. I need he to said see that it. Their next topic that they're going to do is conspiracy topics, where they usually have a one guest.
That's a good one.
And he really knows his shit. I listened to a few of those with him. And I don't know his name, but
I love
it's
conspiracy.
He always has a lot of information in it. Those are usually some really good ones by those guys, so...
My favorite one is the fact that Guns N' Roses is allegedly better without Steven Adler. What a great conspiracy. The biggest of our time, because let's be honest.
Boy.
No. No.
I don't know about you guys. I'm still tinkering with my list here. Mm. We gotta get going here. I gotta stop.
Tinkering that I have had four songs listed at my number one, and every single one of them has been interchanged. I started with uh-huh. one. Uh-huh. Went to another one for that was probably held the longest time. Then I started actually like really listening, and it was songs I already knew, but changed it.
What? Yo, real quick, picture.
There's my shooby dooby doo. Come on, you go.
There we go. Got it. All right, good.
Fucking pussies.
Quiet. Alright, let's go. Let's start naming some fucking songs here.
Yeah. Quiet. It's a fucking right. Guns N' Roses.
Song. Our first song.
Here we go.
Our
Guns N' Roses.
First
fucking
song.
Year.
Let me get the.
We're kicking it off.
14
years. 14 fucking years.
14 years.
Fucking years. I'm going first. Number 21 on my list.
Brothers.
14
okay.
years.
21.
Really?
Blackjack, oh Blackjack God. Hughes.
Number 12.
Are you gonna?
I love it.
You're gonna hit. You're
gonna
double down.
Combo.
What are you gonna
12,
do?
21.
You never double down on a 12. Love I always it. Double down on the 11. But
All right. Our next song is a regret of mine, and I know Hughes put it on his list, and I love him for it, even though he's gonna hurt me later. New Guns N' Roses song called "Absurd," which was called "Inchworm" or something like that back in the 90s. Guns N' Roses, but now it's called "Absurd," and it's fucking great. But it didn't make my cut.
Okay.
But I know Hughes has it on his somewhere.
Watch because you got it.
Chinese Democracy album.
No, that's a new
no.
song. Just a brand
that's
new song.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, the two new songs.
I don't have that.
Dun 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 dun.
Okay.
Dun.
I heard them. 29. I wasn't really all impressed by them. All
right, love it. Love it. Listen, motherfuckers, to the song you haven't heard. Anyway, our next song, which was an original Hollywood Rose song that Axl Rose wrote with Izzy and the guys from LA Guns before all shit went crazy. We're going with the song, Appetite Destruction, Anything Goes, track 11. Anything Goes, I got that at 27. Just because the line. Got your ass in the air.
Anything
ass in the breeze,
does,
whatever it
does
is.
Does not
it's
go
so
on the
wash
pitch front.
Okay, yeah, I figured that. Okay.
Here's, I do not have
with
it. Nope.
The Guero in the beginning.
Where do you, Jim, where do you have it?
Yeah. I got it at 27.
Okay.
Anyway, our next song is coming off of Use Your Illusion number 1. We are going with Back Off Bitch. I've got that at number 23.
Jim. 23.
What?
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yo, Waskers, Jim, I don't have it.
Hughes.
Nope. Oh. Our next song.
I like
also
songs
coming
that are
off
better.
Of the critically acclaimed Use Your Illusion 1 album, going with the song called Bad Apples, which I do not have. Fuck the bad apples.
My apples are so bad, they're at 30.
I do not have bad apples. How do you like bad apples? Not much.
I like
those
apples.
I think it's safe to say bad apples does not make
all right.
Nobody's pled the fifth yet.
No.
What's the first plead the fifth song?
Next one be?
Our next song, probably our next song, we got Bad Obsession, which is coming off of, I believe, Use Your Illusion number 2.
Great cowbell song.
My mother, she's
harmonica.
Just a cut now, said I'm sick in the head. I've got that at 17.
Ah,
I hate
you
to
fucker.
Have it
you were fucking
like
with
that,
us earlier,
it's
weren't
at 17.
You?
Watch this, where you got it.
I got Bad Obsession at 11.
Ooh,
I've got Bad Obsession at 14.
Wow, Jim. I had a ranked the highest out of the three of
okay.
us. How do you
okay.
feel about that?
We're all right in there.
But Hughes, you were working, and
it.
Jim said a thing,
I
so it was, I knew it was fucking bullshit. Because he had Bad Obsession as number 1 in a couple other songs.
Oh, shit.
I sent a message and took it back. Anyway, our next song is my favorite.
Oh, by the way, I did send Hughes a prediction text
what?
Last night. So let's see how close
ooh, I'm intrigued
Hughes,
to see
you can
okay.
read it out right
off
right.
yes.
your phone.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So we've got a song off Chinese Democracy. It is my favorite ballad off Chinese Democracy. I wish I could have got it on my list, but I didn't. I know Hughes has it on his, and I'm proud of him for it. We're going with a song called Better, which is so fucking good. It's not on my list.
Do you have any Chinese Democracy songs? Okay, so I have this at 27.
I love it. Such a good song.
IRS
our next song is also off Chinese
Democracy.
But this is also going to be a Hughes special on his own. We are going with Catcher in the Rye. Great song. Didn't make my cut.
Never read the
number
book.
18.
Oh, I love it.
I do love it. No, we didn't start the
our
fire.
Next
that's
song.
Catcher in the
that's
Rye.
My highest. That's my highest ranked song from
that's
that album.
That's the highest. Okay. So our next song is the title track, the intro, the first song. And I remember putting the CD in my 2005 Tacoma pickup truck, listening to it for the first time and hearing his voice, goosebumps everywhere. Chinese Democracy, I have it at number 30 because
yeah.
it had to be on my list of all time.
I think it's already been
established
songs. How I feel about Chinese Democracy.
Yep, it is. I got it at 20.
I
was
love it.
20.
To me, can't Chinese Democracy
that.
Is your favorite scene from Jurassic Park of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I know. It's not my favorite scene. I just like how you send that gif every time that you don't agree with something. You just send that thing to Jeff Goldblum.
That's
yeah,
a big pile
like,
of shit. It works, though. Hey. It works. It's a great
It does.
Thing.
I love
it.
It's great. It's officially
yeah,
called
like
the
yours fish. Is like the, no thanks from Gene Wilder, from Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's true.
It just
oh
is
so
the chattering
oh
coconut.
Oh my god.
Michael Jackson eating
well,
the popcorn.
And the chattering coconut.
Yeah, well, that's on Facebook.
Yeah.
I love going on Blabbermouth and just dropping that in some.
Dude, I was fighting with people.
It's
I was
so
fighting
good.
With people about I forget what they had a Aaron Lewis had his appendix
like
taken
that.
Out. People were going nuts. I didn't get in on it. I didn't get
did
in
you
on
tell
it.
Me
oh
like
God.
Vaccine
yeah,
or
that's
not
so
vaccine.
Good.
Anesthesia is like, you know, a big corporation thing and you shouldn't have it.
I said that like I said it's crazy that your appendix is now on the outside and I guess you could accuse the hospital of socialism, but I didn't want to get into it.
Alright, next song.
Oh my god. It's been a while since my anyway. Our next song, Let's Start the Fight Right Now. I'm going with Civil War. Our opening track to Use Your Illusion number 2, Civil War. I've got that at number 16. Who's pleading the fifth? Of course you are. I
taking
knew
the
we're
five.
Gonna fucking plead the fifth on Civil War.
Yeah.
Wash Kush.
Five. Oh.
Five.
As of right now, Civil War, number one GNR song. How do you feel about that, Jim?
Uh-oh. I don't like it.
Well,
not gonna lie, I like the song. I don't need that at number one. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, our next song. Our next song. We're going with the last track of Use Your Illusion number one, the song "Coma." And if it doesn't need to be said,
what song, Jim?
Coma. Coma.
5-5.
Oh my God, we're going 5-5.
Watch, is your plea in the fifth?
I'm Coma.
I don't have it.
Oh my God. Damn it. No, that hurts.
Not interested.
Oh my God.
It doesn't need to be God. Said, but I'd rather be in a than listen to.
You sure you weren't in a coma when listening to? Or a coma? A coma chameleon?
Wow. Next song. Sometimes, dealing with you guys, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. And I got that at number 12.
I'm going to take a 5.
Oh my. The silence is deafening.
What?
Ooh, wow. Oh, I respect God the damn, shit this out is of where that. Thing,
yo, this is where things I are going to get really interesting. I respect
the shit this out
is,
of that.
Yo, this is where things are going to get super interesting because I don't have it on my list.
Oh, I respect this. You, oh, right, man. Jim, okay.
I think I screenshotted it. You said something about having dead horse at 30 and crushing my hopes and dreams and life aspirations, so
yeah,
where's my fucking apology?
I'm a prick, but no. No, I respect the shit out of that. You have that in a... oh, my God. I'm excited now. Our next song, Don't Cry.
Yeah, Jim.
Pure garbage. Just pure garbage. I'm not,
Jim, where do you got it?
On my list. I don't have it on my list. Fuck that.
26.
Wash Crush. I've got it at 22.
Whoa. Computer, don't die.
Okay.
Don't die me.
Jim, you got Shannon Hoon singing on that song. You love Blind Melon.
I know. I love Blind Melon. I just can't. I can't.
The one on the alternate version. Fuck one. That.
Anyway,
fuck the second one.
Blah. Yeah, the second one's stupid. Where they do the alt lyrics. Get that out.
I don't know if I know the difference. It's all right.
Yeah. Our next song is "Don't Damn Me." Fantastic song off of Use Your Illusion 1, and we're going with number 24 on my list.
It's so
Don't
fantastic,
Damn Me.
It didn't even make mine.
Beautiful.
Same.
I'm assuming it didn't make Hughes. Beautiful. And then our next song is "Double Talk and Jive, Get the Money, Motherfucker." I've got that at number 13. Would have loved to see that up higher, but that's the best I could do with it, is at 13. What?
Jim!
What?
Number 13.
Oh, what? Thank God. What? Double Talk and Jive, Get the Money.
Let me guess.
Oh, my God.
Nothing, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. Our next song is also off Use Your Illusion number 1. We are going with the Izzy Stradlin classic Dust in Bones.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the text message from Wash Kush says I should plead the fifth, and that's what I'm going to do.
Houston, so far I'm right.
Yes, you are. Wash Kush.
I help myself.
Number 13.
You got that at 13? I've got Dustin Bones at 17.
So Jim, you got to rank the highest.
Okay.
It is not the number one GNR song.
I'll take it.
Civil War still holds strong.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next, we have the greatest ballad. Between the two albums that battle for the longest, you know, the ballads, we've got Estranged. And I've got that at number 19.
Wow.
Estranged is 19.
You really talked about fucking
big one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's better than the song that didn't make my
list. Apparently I love
list,
it more than you. I got it
at
15.
19. Wow.
Apparently I love it more than both you guys. I got it at 11.
Ooh.
I do love that in the beginning, the lead, just that.
I love, because that's got, again, Matt Sorum and Duff, they lock up. Duff's got the chorus on the bass, and boom, bang.
If your drums and bass don't lock up,
boom, bang.
Drums and bass are the backbone of
Steven Adler.
That's right, Wash Kush. That's us. That's why we're singing.
Steven Adler could not do Use Your Illusion.
Yeah, because he was fucking so doped out.
He drummed.
No,
he drummed Civil War.
Civil War.
Yes,
yeah.
He did
Civil
War, but everything else he couldn't, and I get it, but he was the image and the drums for Appetite. Without him, there's no Appetite.
Yeah.
Dude. It was a one-time thing. It was well, like the universe
that's before
up.
He got money and all the heroin. I don't know if you guys... got just...
Well, he didn't get any money. He didn't get any money. Axel took it all. No, Axel designed the contract that everyone got a certain amount of money. He got the most because he was the singer.
I fucking hate
he
that.
Designed the contract. Steven Adler got shit. That's why Steven Adler lost his mind. Oh, yeah.
You know, the fucking focal point doesn't mean you're the fucking best. That is.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Axel.
Dude. I know.
Bruce Dickinson never did that.
Yo, anyway. Do you guys know that in my first memory they shot Kennedy?
And I went home when I learned to see. And I never fell for Vietnam. Oh shit! Yeah. Now we owe them
same,
money.
Bro.
Stop singing. We're gonna owe money soon. All Our next song. This is where shit hits the fan. You guys suck for this song. Get in the ring. It's fucking amazing. Plead the fifth.
Oh.
Fuck yourselves. Plead the fifth. Plead the fifth. Fuck yourselves.
Get in the ring reminds the me fifth. Of Disturbed. Get down with the sickness with their
No, get the fuck out of here. His mother's not beating him. Oh my god, he's ranting about fucking Hit Parader and all the magazines. It's fucking epic. It's the original diss track. If there's no get in the ring, there's no Eminem.
Over the top rope, get eliminated. Out of the Royal Rumble, done. Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, let me settle it. I've got that not on my list.
Huge. Blood Brothers there. I'll cheers you on that one.
Oh my god.
Cheers.
Well, you fuckers go build an igloo.
Jim, we synced up on two songs. In
that
a row,
fucking great. I know, yeah, in a row.
How about how I'm gonna win? I'm predicting it now. I thought, I was gonna win. Now I think I'm gonna win. No, and I got a great bonus for next week.
Jesus Christ! Our next song, also a new track. I'm assuming this is Hughes. I love it. It didn't make my list. If we were doing 50, it would have. I'm going with Hard School. I do not have it.
I do not either.
But I love it.
Washkush. All right, I got it at 23.
It's a good song. It's a very good song. Our next song is coming off of Appetite for Destruction, which should be the intro to Appetite for Destruction. Song number two. Duff kicks it off. It's so easy. I'm pleading the fucking fifth. That's how easy it is.
Oh, no. Wash,
I see your sister
Jesus
in her
Christ.
Sunday dress.
She's okay, I do
have
no need to cry. She's ready to make. It's so easy.
24.
Washkush.
Jesus. Oh, my God. What? How do you have that at 24?
Hey, I got Dead Horse pleading the fifth, all right?
I don't know what to say right now.
Jim.
Hughes? Yeah?
Plead the five.
Oh, thank God. Whew. Unfortunately, our next song, I can't believe I'm even fucking saying this. I hope somebody tells me it's a fucking joke. I can't believe... you're giggling like a fucking pussy over there right now. Yes, you do. It's fucking Live and Let Die. One of you assholes put it on your fucking list. Oh, Hughes, you son of a bitch. If you plead the fifth on me. Oh, my God!
You guys
I
love Bond
too,
but
song is garbage. McCartney's way better. Holy fuck, God. Shit, fuck, balls, cock. Earmuffs, Frank, we're proving a point. That's celebrating.
Plead the fifth. Sorry.
You were young and your heart.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You fuckers used to say live and let live.
We need to take a break. I need to go collect myself after
five.
Jesus Christ.
Next song.
Okay.
Our next song is also going to be for Hughes over here. We're going with Madagascar. Chinese Democracy.
Oh, I love
great
Madagascar.
Song. Didn't make my list, but it's a great song.
26.
26. Not bad. Our next song.
Oh, shit. Wait, I think he skipped one.
It might be put in differently. There might be
I thought I had them all.
What about IRS?
Nope, that's supposed to be on here, and it's not. Let's go over to IRS. We're going with another Hughes special. Yeah, with IRS.
Sorry. I got that at 30.
Good. No, I like that. It
I love the Chinese democracy. All right, sorry.
No. And our next song is going to be a Washkush special, because we're all going fucking covers for Guns N' Roses. So let's go to Mama Kim.
Jim, I told you I took that off.
What the fuck? Nobody told me that.
Yeah, I did. I sent it to you in my new list that you asked for.
I was not aware
of that. And we're on Mama Kin already?
Nice!
I was not aware of that.
So you completely missed skip it. Garden of Eden.
I was not aware of that.
You were, because you asked for the email and I sent you the email. And I said, check your email.
You know what? You know what? I'm not over the fact that Hughes plead the fifth on Live and Let Die.
Yeah, wait. Are you going... when it comes to the garden, are you going with T or G?
No. Garden of Eden and The Garden are two separate songs.
Okay.
Washkush wants Garden of Eden. What do you have it at?
27.
That's a great song.
It is.
And The Garden is too, but they're, you know. All right, so now we get to go back to normalcy for a second. We get to go with the classic, track number 5, Appetite for Destruction, Mr. Brownstone. Since it's track number 5, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. A 5 for 5. It's like Subway. 5.
I'm like Corey Taylor, if you're 5-5-5.
Oh, jeez. And Hughes has it at 31. Okay.
5.
Oh, 5.
Oh, that is the number one GR song right now.
It's technically, that's number one. Okay.
So we got Brownstone and Civil War. How do you feel about that, Jim?
Okay.
What if that was the final two? The 1-2.
If it was, if Brownstone was above Civil War, I'd approve it. Maybe.
What's so wrong with Civil War?
Nah, it's not, you know. Nah.
Ain't nothing so civil about war.
Nah.
Some men you just can't reach.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. What we've got here is failure.
Paul Newman.
Okay.
We got Paul Newman eating a bunch of hard-boiled eggs.
It's a great guitar riff.
This song is great. It's just building. Building, building, building.
I love when Slash... I love... Jim, tell me if you agree. My favorite Slash guitar playing is when Slash is on the Les Paul. He goes to the neck pickup, rolls the tone back, and it's got that... That's the best.
That's the best, Jerry.
Our next song.
The best.
We're going with My Michelle. Number 7 off of the Appetite for Destruction album. 7 = 5.
7 = 5. Ooh, Hughes, huh?
7 = 5, baby.
Michelle and Brownstone, 1-2, Civil War, 3.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it, Hughes, I love it, I love it.
I'm 2 for 5 right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing good.
I'm doing good.
Our next song, number 3 off of the Appetite album, Night Train. I'm going to ride the Night Train all the way to number 14.
I'm going to ride the Night Train to Station 5.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
I'm going to take the Night Train to number 19.
Okay. And unfortunately, our Night Train takes a stop at November Rain, which I did not include in my list because I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I like the acoustic version.
That's
because
you're
the original version. You're a pussy. You like that fucking song. Jesus Christ.
Jim.
Come on now. What? If you throw up you fucking ass. God damn it.
Jim.
You know what?
Washkush. I'm lining up with the temperature outside. 5.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh
How do you not
God.
Have fucking November
on, that,
in? That's a
their,
fucking
their best God. Ballad.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's trash.
You're trash.
I can't do it. I can't.
You're trash, bro.
Apparently, the lower half of the alphabet is the better songs of GNR.
I don't know. Yeah, this is fucked up.
We'll see about that, motherfucker. Because next, they're out to get me. Song number 4, Appetite for Destruction. I've got that at number 11.
I've got that at 14. Out!
I have that at 28.
I love the way the echo says it. It's like, out, ta, get me.
Yes.
Outtah. All right. Next, we get to go down to the Paradise City.
Where the grass is green and the girls got big titties.
Amen.
Jim?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that song.
I am hanging out on Fifth Avenue in the Paradise City.
Okay, I like where that's going.
5.
Ooh. 5. Ooh. So we've got 2 that line up. All right. All right.
That's 2 songs. Right, 3-0 play the fifth
that's
on.
That's 3.
I think
that's 3.
Michelle
believe,
Brownstone
yes.
in Paradise City so far.
Yep.
Correctamundo, yes. So we've got...
And all right. Me and Hugh synced up on Civil War. And yep. we synced up on November Rain.
Yes, we did.
God, oh boy. Fucking mighty. Our next song was actually my wedding song.
Mm.
Patience. And I've got that at 22. Because that's how I feel after being married for fucking half my life already.
Huh. So, I got it at 28.
I've got it at 21.
Which actually, 28 was a year before I got married. For the only time.
There you go. And our next song.
Very nice.
Perfect Crime. God damn it, it's the perfect crime.
Jim?
I'm going with 25. 25. 25.
I'm going to just take the 5.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, my God. That shocks
Jim,
me.
That was my song like that this. Was listed at 32 like or 31 and kept working its way up.
God damn, what is a perfect crime?
And you were the primary reason. Because like I was looking at it on my list.
And the drums. Yeah. The drums are fantastic. Like you're, Sornum carries
for
that song.
For how highly you were regarding that song, I was just like... Okay, I started listening to it, and then I started listening to it more and more and more and more and more. I'm like, man, this song is fucking awesome. And it's for you good. To not
Slash.
Have it higher than that, I'm disappointed in you.
Okay. That's okay.
What song are we talking about?
Perfect Crime.
Perfect Crime.
I don't have it.
I disappoint a lot of people. Oh, boy. Oh, God. This is where it gets fun now. Our next song. Use Your Illusion number 2. The Pearls of Rock and Roll Decadence. Pretty Tied Up. I am going to plead the 5th on that song.
I'm going to add 20 to that 5. 25. It's
I'm going to add nothing.
Catchy. It's catchy as 5. But
oh my God.
I don't like it.
Here we go. Oh my God, I love that song. All right. Our next song. The first song off Use Your Illusion numero uno. Can't get better of an intro than that on an album. Right Next Door
also,
to Hell. The best opening track of all Guns N' Roses songs.
When we did Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, that was our number one song.
Mm-hmm. Correctamundo.
Jim?
Nope, number 5.
5-5?
$5 football.
You plead the 5th, Oshkosh?
Okay.
God damn, we are bottling this
it.
Motherfucker.
Here we go. Our next song. This is where the shit hits the fan one more time. The greatest song. Maybe. I don't know. Rocket Queen.
Jim, get those tissues ready.
Hughes hates it. Hughes hates
Jim,
it.
Jim, where
you
got
know I'm pleading the 5th. I'm pleading the 5th. I'm not telling you yet. That's it. That's Guns N' Roses. 6 minutes of pure madness, and it ends with a sad ballad part.
22.
Oh my fucking God.
I don't have it.
Oh my God. Oh my
I don't have it.
God. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I fired
Sorry.
The A-bomb.
Oh
Hughes fired multiple nukes.
Yeah.
It's like Imo Jima over here.
Oh my God. And our next song is going to be a Hughes special, which I respect because it's a great song. Didn't make my list. We're going with Shackler's Revenge off of Chinese Democracy.
I'm a big fan of Shackler's Revenge.
It's a wonderful song.
I'm going to plead... Oh, no, I'm not. Sorry, it's like 20.
What number?
24.
Now, our next song. The Appetite for Destruction box set came out a couple years ago. This song was unreleased, recorded in the 1980 sessions for Appetite for Destruction. Should have been on the album. It's fucking fantastic. Shadow of Your Love. I've got it at 28.
That is a good one.
It's not very often in my life I get to hear a true new Guns N' Roses song that was
You'll
ever
probably
released
never hear
before.
Another one, so.
No. And that song is fucking epic.
It is good, but it didn't make my list.
I enjoy it, but it's not on my list. Not when you're packing so much Chinese Democracy. I couldn't. Feel,
oh
couldn't,
Jesus
couldn't
Christ! And our next song is coming in at the classic Shotgun Blues off Use Your Illusion number 2, which I do not have on my list, even though it's a great song.
That's kind of disappointing.
Kind of disappointing. Watch, Coach.
I got it 16.
Oh my God!
I got a 25.
Wow, Jim!
Oh my God.
Wow! 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 Wow!
Wow! Wow! Wow. Oh my god. All right. Our next song, my favorite ballad. This is Duff. This is Izzy. This is Laid Back. Use Your Illusion 2. End of the album. We're going with So Fine. It's hidden in there. I got it at 20. I fucking love that song. So fucking laid back and cool.
It's so laid back and cool, it didn't make my list.
Yeah, of course it didn't. What the fuck?
It did not make my list either, Jim. Of course it didn't. Jim, I feel like you're not as disappointed
as I thought. Well, wait. We didn't get to the top 10 yet.
No.
We didn't get to the top 10. We didn't get the Sweet Child. We didn't get to Welcome the Jungle.
I'm not okay with what November Rain's going to be placed at with all these songs I'm listing right now. Rocket Queen should be higher. I'd take Shackler's Revenge over November Rain.
Yo, nobody put Knockin' on Heaven's Door. I respect that.
Yeah, fuck that song.
Gene Eyre's best cover.
Fuck the original.
Is
fuck the remake.
It was originally on my list.
Best cover is Live and Let Die.
It's Mama Kin. Because originally I thought it was GNR, then I heard the Aerosmith version.
Live and Let Die.
And I'm like, oh man, this is great too.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
LALD. Live and Let Die. First time Roger Moore is James Bond.
Oh my god.
What movie? Oh yeah, obviously Live and Let Die. Duh.
The Spy Who Loved song.
Me. Alright, next.
Sweet Child of Mine. Which one of you fucking bastards put this garbage on the list? Trash. Pure trash. If you throw up 5, I'm off this call. I will hang
29.
Up.
No, he's 29. Faking. Yeah, he's faking.
29.
He's
I was
faking.
Gonna say, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't have it because I hate it. I think it's.
Thank
I
God.
Hate it, but it's a song that defined the band, and just, it deserves to be on the list.
Honestly.
Define the band? What are you, deaf?
But the thing is, here's the deal.
If you didn't have Sweet Child of Mine, you would not have...
There's no band. Right. And I say that because Sweet Child of Mine, here's what Sweet Child of Mine did. Number one, November Rain was recorded to be put on the album as the ballad, but then they recorded Sweet Child of Mine and kicked November
Rain
out.
Which is why November Rain then, is far better than Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh my God, which is... Whatever, I'm not even getting into that argument. But the album came out and did absolutely nothing. And then they did the video for Sweet Child of Mine, and that's when Guns N' Roses took off.
You do the 80s standard. You release the single, and then you release the ballad.
Yeah, but the single was It's So Easy.
Actually, no, wasn't the original single Brownstone?
It wasn't Jungle. Was it Brownstone?
That's what
Wikipedia said. It's So Easy. It was one of those two.
You're the GNI.
It wasn't Jungle.
You should know this.
It wasn't Jungle. It wasn't any of that shit. But then Sweet Child of Mine came out, and they exploded everywhere.
Yeah, because it was just
and that's the crazy part.
Vagina was like, oh my god, I love this.
Christ.
The vagina.
All right, The Garden. Who's got The Garden?
I got The Garden. Number 16. Fucking featuring Alice Cooper. Love it.
Great song. Don't have it, but it's a great song.
I do not have it.
Now, we are moving on. GNR Lies. I'm assuming this is a Wash Kush song. Fantastic jam song. Didn't make my list. Used to love her. Had to kill her.
Oh god, yeah.
I knew I'd miss her, so I buried her in my backyard.
Great GNR song. 12. Wasn't the top 10, but it got bumped out.
Yeah. It was also in my top 10, got bumped out. I got it at 15. All right.
All right. No, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, once we get through all the songs, before we do our top 10, we're going to have to take a piss break. All
right, we'll do a quick piss break.
We will.
Just letting
we're
it be
almost
known
done.
That I'm
we
about,
only have
three, about to have an accident.
We have 7 songs left, starting with this pile of trash, Welcome to the Jungle. Absolute garbage, but I have to respect it. I put it at 29 on my list.
That's not respect.
I can't do it.
That's not respect at all.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. I can't hear this shit anymore.
Oshkosh, where you got it?
Before I say my number.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just put up a 5.
When we first started this, I said,
here we go.
You got to separate the...
Third and
10. Separate the...
Valley View Cougars are driving. It's the game-winning drive. It's 2003. Here we go. What are they going to call? Oh, my God, it's a quarterback sneak. Oh, my God.
No,
here he goes.
There are certain songs and bands that you got to take away the overplayedness and the bullshit. And you got to be like, is it still a great song or is it a pile of trash?
You're trash,
bro. Just, you've heard it so many goddamn times. You're so infatuated with GNR.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song. I don't love it. I don't think it's their best. I don't even think it's a top 10 worthy song. All right?
Good.
But it's still a good song. It's catchy as fucking hell. And just that fucking intro, it gets me fucking pumped. I don't care. I don't. Fuck you. 18. Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh my god. He was going to throw up a 5. I know it.
You guys.
Here we go.
Fucking... No, yeah, five, of course. Of course, I didn't realize I'm ranking with Helen Keller's up in this bitch.
Oh, my God.
Just Jesus, remember, you put Live and Let Die up in your top 10.
And you just remember that you forgot to.
No, I chose not to. I didn't forget to. I chose not to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't always drink beer. Yes, I fucking do. Little Dos Equis action now.
All right. Our next song is the best Guns N' Roses ballad, Yesterday's.
I thought you Laid fucking back. Hated that song.
Your delusion too. I fucking love that song. Yesterday's. The original Fall to Pieces. Yesterday's is Fall to Pieces.
It's Yesterday's plus Sweet pieces. Child of Mine equals Fall to Pieces.
Sweet Child of Mine, yeah. Anyway, Yesterday's. I got it at 18.
Oh,
I'm too drunk to be talking right now.
I got it at 18. 19.
Oh. I don't have it. Yeah, of course you don't.
Come
next
on.
Song. You Ain't the First. To the Bar. That song is fucking awesome. All acoustic, no drums, no need. Slide guitar, everything no you need in the song. Oh, yeah, Wash Kush is out. Number 15.
No drums.
I tried so hard just to get through to you.
I don't know.
Your head so far.
Dos Equis on a hot day, slam them down, they just go down like water, and then you're 16 deep, and you're like, what the fuck happened? You're feeling pretty good. You have a Dos Equis. You're like, boom, the flavor just cuts right through. It's just like amazing. Dos Equis beer.
Nice.
I love Dos Equis. But Dos Equis, Landshark, Corona, they're summertime beers for me.
Well, we had tacos for my daughter's second birthday, so I'm just like, ah, well.
I love tacos. I love a good taco. I might go to
tacos,
Dos
Equis, and we had Yingling like tacos. I had some water for
Taco Bell and get a gorgia.
Oh, I'll get some gorgia. You mean a gordita?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I've been eating the same tacos since 2004, and I'm still happy. Dude.
I'm highly disappointed on our off rank episode. And you know what? I still have the audio. I might put it out just on a random week of the bucket episode at the end of the year. Gorgia did not make the final cut. Thanks, Hughes.
And we're all better for it.
Oh my God. Jesus, man.
Gigantic. Oh, wait, that's the pictures. Never mind.
Next song. Polly,
Paul, let's have a ball. You could be mine.
Where you got it, Jim?
I got it at 26. Trash song from Terminator 2, but it's catchy.
Oh, I forgot that.
I like the drums.
17. Yeah.
I'll give Sornum credit.
Five.
Oh, my God.
You fucking kidding me? Of course.
You went there. Okay. Our next song, Wash Kush Special, You're Crazy Acoustic, which I agree with, far better than the Appetite version. But I
Jim,
do not
you're
have.
The one that preached You're Crazy Acoustic is better than...
Of course. It's better
than the original.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely. I agree.
I specifically went and listened to it multiple times. I'm like, you know, he's right. He's
I
right.
Agree.
He's fucking right. He's so right,
I
put it at 20.
Right. All right, I love that. I like that you put it at 20.
I'm shocked that you don't have it.
All right, that's it. That's the end of Guns N' Roses.
Not yet. We got to still do a top 10 here. We're going to take a quick 3-minute intermission.
That's all the
songs.
You guys
are going to hear us back in about 5, 4, 3.
All right, let's do this. We're going to do the top 10. Jim has been trying to... He's been on Craigslist looking for hitmen to kill us because of his disappointment with our list so he can replace us
in
the rankings after midnight.
He's been looking for wet work, and then once he found out what it was, he was not too inclined of paying for the money. So I'm going to go take a giant piss right now.
We're going to round table. We're going to round table our top 10. We're going to go with Jim, then we're going to go to Matt, then we're going to go to me. We're going to go around it, and then we're going to find out what it is, and then after I win, I'm going to tell you guys what we're doing.
Jim and I are discussed that. So, I'm winning this.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. You got Live and Let Die in that top 10. I think that was just to piss Jim off, but it could be at number 10,
horrible.
So it might not matter, but it might.
Jim.
You know what?
Do we have a Diamond Dave? Is a Diamond Dave available?
A Diamond Dave is available.
A fucking Diamond Dave.
No,
and
Jim
I'm taking all... You know what? And I'm taking all of the Green album off. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
I'm
get
going
the fuck.
For the throat next week.
Bullshit.
Well, bullshit. We may not have according anyway, to our list, but a diamond 10. Eight is available as of right now. But I think we're thinking more maybe Meatloaf. I don't
know.
We're not even talking.
Number 10.
We're
Jim,
not even talking 3-day old General Tso's chicken.
Just
at this
point.
Number
10.
Number 10. Yeah, I'm going to pull the Band-Aid off you motherfuckers. Get in the ring. Number 10. Number 10.
Clothesline over the top.
Yeah, don't give me that
eliminated.
Fucking look. Yeah, clothesline. I just fucking Stone Cold stunnered you bitches. Let's go.
Are we each going to have one in the... Is our number 10 each going to be a song?
No,
that's very interesting.
Jim had mine. Mm-hmm. He highly regarded mine because I had it higher than him. Because I'm beating a dead horse. Number 10.
Okay,
I love it.
Jim, I want an apology because you thought I had it at like 30 or 29. No.
I love it. I respect the fuck
but
out
you,
of
you,
it.
You said you're probably going to have like dead horse at 30 and you're going to go cry myself to sleep. And you didn't even have it in your top 10.
I know, but then I'm dealing with Live and Let Die in a top 10. I know.
You guys want to cry yourselves to sleep?
Yes, I do. What do you got 10?
Number 10.
I knew it.
Live and Let Die.
Oh my God.
I think that was just to piss Jim off.
I love Live and Let Die. I've always loved Live and Let Die.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, it's such trash.
Alright.
Number 9. My Michelle.
My number 9. Perfect Crime.
I love it. I mean, you've redeemed yourself. I'll let November Rain slide just for your 10 and 9 right there.
Right.
But I'm concerned that November Rain hasn't been said yet. This is bothering the fuck out of me.
My number 9. My
asshole's puckering worse than 2003, okay?
My number 9, Paradise City.
I respect that.
Okay. All right.
Jim,
right.
Number 8.
All right. As he's sipping his fucking Baileys. Okay. You know,
I switched
Baileys.
I'm trying to class up the joint.
Number 8. I'm going with Pretty Tied Up. The Pearls of Rock and Roll Decadence.
Nah, man. I'm just going to say that. There's no way Jim's winning this.
No.
I'm sorry, Jim. There's no
you
way.
You can rest easy.
No, I'm not winning this.
Number 8. November Rain.
Oh, my God. Still, that should be 38.
Jim, you could rest really easy. Wash Kush, number 8,
boom,
November Rain.
Blood Brothers.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Jim, just remember, Hughes has a Welcome to the Jungle in the top 5.
All right. I know he does. I don't want to talk about this right now.
Do I?
Number 7. Right Next Door to Hell.
What Jim is probably going to be in after this rank. A Coma.
Oh, God.
Well, at least you guys
you're godding. It's 7.
I've never heard
it's so. It's so fucking low. 7. Jesus. Anyway.
Rita, it's freezing.
Oh my God.
It's fucking so cold.
Turn the
it's
goddamn
fucking
heat
freezing
up.
Outside.
Oh my God.
Rita, fucking, she got frozen to the fucking chair on the porch. Number 7. You could be mine.
No. Okay.
All right, now the gloves are coming off with Jim. He's getting pissed. A
little bit, because, all right, we got, number 6, It's So Easy. I see your sister in a Sunday dress. Yeah.
And number 6?
It's a little high.
And number 6.
It's a little high, I think.
Number 6. What do you mean a little high? It's fucking
A little high than it should be.
Horrible rock music.
Number 6, our number 1 Use Illusion song, Right Next Door to Hell. Have I redeemed myself?
Okay,
Jim?
Can't complain about that. I don't know yet.
Do I have redemption
we'll
in?
We'll see.
Oh God.
It's on the table. It's on the table.
Just remember, you shit all over how
number
be
6.
The name. By Iron... Oh fuck you!
Oh, it's a terrible song.
Fuck both of you!
Terrible song.
Trash.
You're both
God,
right.
Trash.
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 Every
trash.
Monday they come and they pick up "Hollow Be Thy Name."
You're both
number 6.
Trash.
Oh my God.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Welcome to the jungle.
All right. We got the crap out of the way.
Top 5 is going to be full of fights.
It's going to be bad.
Jim, give me your number 5.
I'm pissed already because I see a song. Anyway, number 5. Take Me Down to the Paradise City.
Jim.
Okay.
The grass is green and the girls got big titties. Number 5.
Number 5?
That was the only song. That's our number one song. My top five that was not at number one at one point. So the next four songs were at number one.
Okay.
It's basically one A, B, C, and D.
Okay.
Right. My number. What number am I at? Number five.
Number five.
My Michelle. Her daddy was in porno.
You can quit your lying. We both know Money Burns.
I can't complain. Whew. Number four. The classic, the Izzy. The best of the best of Izzy.
Sir.
Dustin Bones.
Man, I should have had Dustin Bones fucking higher.
Lost his mind today. Left it out back on the highway.
Number four. I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't do it. So a little got more and more. It's the Brownstone.
Ooh. Fantastic. Okay. Okay.
My number four. Right next door to hell.
Nice.
I can't complain. That's fantastic.
Can right next door to hell fucking pull it out again.
All right. My number three. The ultimate GNR song of all songs. The closing track of Appetite for Destruction.
Oh.
Rocket Queen. Rocket Queen.
Fusen. I don't remember right now. I know I got one of five.
I don't know. Watch
my number three. I smoke my cigarette. It's style.
Style.
Also, my favorite GNR song, but not their best.
You're going with the Night Train at number three.
Night Train was my original first.
Wow. Wow, wow,
and then it
wow.
went to Brownstone. And okay. then it went to my number two.
Wow. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Hughes, number three. Wow.
It's so easy.
Ooh.
It's so fucking easy.
Okay.
It's so easy. It's so fucking easy.
God, I can't complain about that. Okay. You guys are redeeming yourselves a little bit. Yeah. We're at top two.
Oh, huge.
Jim. Top two.
Yeah.
Shit. Watch you haven't this. Said one song yet that I'm thoroughly Uh-oh. Impressed with you about.
Uh-oh.
What?
Which right. I'm see, still debating this... my number one right now, actually. Like, it's...
I am too.
I am too because I don't know. I love the two of them.
Wait.
Jim, just say your number one already. Or your number two.
If Hughes and I sync up, are we going to sync up? I think Hughes and I might sync up.
Jim, it's possible we might be syncing up.
We might sync up.
We might sync up, but there's a possibility for a meatloaf.
We might sync up. I don't know because my number two, no chance. I know this, you know, whatever. My number two is Coma.
Okay, I had it at seven.
But I'm thinking number one already.
Oh,
I got
wow.
Ooh, wait a second. Wait
wow.
a second. Wait a second.
Wash
wait
fish.
A second.
Wash
wait a second.
I don't know. I remember the my current number one right
second.
Now is a song I
wait
love dearly.
Second.
But I remember hearing this song for the first time and it just fucking blew my mind.
Feels like the first time.
Alright, I'm staying true to what I have written. I'm not changing.
Okay.
I'm not changing.
Okay.
But
right.
number my number two was my number one for a short period of time.
Okay.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Mm, okay.
That's your number
That's
two?
My number two.
Number two.
Civil War.
Oh, man. Washkush. My number two, Civil War.
Oh! I love it. Jim shit all over it. I thought both you guys were going to shit all over it. But
I love Civil War.
I fucking...
Civil War could have been my number one.
Like I said...
Oh, my God.
I changed
oh
it
my God.
Yesterday or today to my number one. Jim, you probably know what it is.
Wait a second now.
Wait, Jim, what's your number
Don't
one?
Don't look it up.
Confused.
Come on. Let's just roll it out.
Wait
roll it
a
up.
Second now. Wait, whoa.
But huge. Civil War, both of us at two. That's fucking huge.
It's huge. It's coming down here.
And Jim had
coming
it at like
down.
16, so that's got to put it in the top 10.
Yeah.
Possibly five.
The number one Guns N' Roses song of all time.
In Jim's opinion.
No. Of all time.
In Jim's opinion.
Encompasses all of Guns N' Roses.
Say it, Jim.
First
Say
song
it.
I ever learned how to play, beginning to end. Solo, riffs, interludes, everything.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Mr. fucking Brownstone. Number one. Always and forever. Will always be number one. Always, 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 always.
Washfish, I don't know what your number one is.
I don't know what his number one is either.
Must be fucking Chinese Democracy.
Come on, quit your lying. We both know Money Burns.
Oh, okay.
My Michelle. Okay.
My Michelle?
He's going with My Michelle is number one.
Just remember, Brownstone was my number one for a while, too. We almost had a diamond date. Stayed. I should have stayed.
You fucked
stayed.
It up, Washington.
You fucked it up.
Because my number you one is also Jim. Jim, Mr. Brownstone.
Yes!
Guns N' Roses song.
God damn it, Jesus. Okay.
Woo! I love it. Woo! Well, Brownstone is definitely the number one GNR song.
Well, Washkush might have fucked himself there. Trying to get this
might have fucked yourself there.
I have about a that? Lot of points.
Washkush, I think you did, because I think I'm going to... I think you did.
One and two is... Because I originally I had Night Train at one, then I had Brownstone, then I had Civil War, then I had My Michelle.
Jesus.
I honestly, I had Welcome to the Jungle at number one right out of the gate.
Wow.
Oh my
God. Right out of the gate, I had Night Train because it's my favorite GNR song. And then I started listening to more and more and more and more, and like, Brownstone, yeah, it's definitely the best. And then I'm like, no. No, it's Civil War. Like, it's got everything. It builds. Civil War is Guns N' Roses' stairway. It starts It starts slow, and it builds. In My Michelle...
It's got purpose.
It's fucking down. It's dirty. It's
sad. In a way.
The lyrics are sad, but the song itself is fucking awesome.
He wrote that about a girl that they hung out with. That's a real girl. Michelle was a real girl that they used to...
So I love My Michelle. I play Michelle on the bass. My Michelle, it's so easy. I play.
But just remember,
songs.
My Michelle was all three of us in the top ten. So Jim, I don't know if you can figure out numbers and give us some. I was not aware of that.
I'm doing that right now. What do you want to know if I'm not aware of that?
Yeah, just
you know where Guns N' Roses came from. Do you know the name?
Yeah, L.A. Guns and Rose.
Hollywood
Dude,
Rose.
Hollywood
Axel Rose
Dude,
was in Hollywood
how,
Rose slashes
how,
in L.A. Guns.
In 2022, how much must it suck to be Tracy Guns and, like, you're living in L.A. and you're, like, pumping gas and you're, like...
I know, and Guns N' Roses took
what could have been. You know?
I know,
like,
man.
So that's, like, being Dave Mustaine and, you know, but, you know...
No, it's not comparable. No, wait, it's not fucking comparable.
The hatred is still the same.
The hatred is the same, but
it's
the
not
level
compared.
Of success, because Tracy Guns is a piece of trash.
L.A. Guns, trash, I've heard some stuff by them, like, they're crap.
I love how Blabbermouth is like, original L.A. Guns singer Phil Lewis says, next album will be the pinnacle of rock. It's like, okay.
Yes.
Do you know Slash's real name?
Saul Hudson.
There you go. Do you know why his name is Slash?
You told us because
Steven
of something.
Adler's dad said that he would jump around, like move really quick all the time.
He said something with Bowie's, or David Bowie.
No, he rode BMX bikes. He was a BMX bike rider.
So where do you get
Slash? His mom was a costume designer. She would.
But where do you get Slash from riding BMX? I don't.
Because of how fast he went. He would just slash through the air.
Oh, God.
That's somebody gave him that nickname because he would slash through the air.
That's so.
And his mom
stupid.
Was banging Bowie, and then
you know
he met Steven Adler because Steven Adler.
You know what the best part of
Slash's
the best part of Slash's autobiography is when he talks about him and Izzy Stradlin in bed with a girl, and like Izzy'd be on top of her having sex with her, and then he would finish, and then Slash would start banging her, but all Izzy's jizz would be in there. Be like Jizzy Stradlin.
Oh my God,
Jizzy
Stradlin.
Well, that was 1980s.
And
it's before fucking Jenny gave everybody AIDS.
You know, Axel and Izzy went to high school together. Izzy Stradlin brought black tar heroin to LA.
I saw some wavy lines.
So good. So good. Why are we waving?
Yeah, he doesn't understand signals.
No. Signals.
Signals, Jerry. That's a signal.
Signals.
Haven't you seen the first episode of Seinfeld? Levels. It's going to be like a ski lodge. All right.
Jim, you
got
any more? I was not aware of that before. You got numbers? Numbers?
I don't
just get
do
to
want
the
to
numbers.
Know.
Let's get to
I
the
could
numbers.
Tell you everything let's... and anything about Guns N' Roses. All right,
let's get to the numbers. We'll save that for another
Axl Rose fucks Steven Adler's girlfriend, so the moans you hear on Rocket Queen are actual moans from a woman being fucked by Axl. And I'm sure Steven Adler didn't like that one bit.
You know what's something that no one has an appetite for? Adler's
Slash died multiple times like Nikki Six did, and he has a pacemaker.
Slash also hired a bodyguard to make sure he didn't drink too much, which he would always sneak off and drink too much, and the bodyguard would fail.
Correct. And Duff had a trick. Duff would fill a glass with ice cubes, and then he would pour vodka in it and go to bed. So when he wake up in the morning, there'd be a cold glass of vodka waiting for him. And that's what he would drink in the morning every morning. Dear fucking
God. His pancreas. And, that reminds me of the dirt when Nikki Six wakes up and just starts fucking slamming a beer after a fucking crazy night. I'm just like, holy shit. Like, these guys were not fucking human in the fucking 80s. Like, I don't know if cocaine was getting them through it or what.
Probably.
Duff McKagan is the richest member of Guns N' Roses because with his first check from Appetite, he invested in two companies.
Starbucks?
Do you know those companies?
I know one is Starbucks.
And?
Google?
Seattle. Apple. Nope. Microsoft.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
He made more money off those two investments than he did in Guns N' Roses.
Good for him.
Duff's two books.
He's a very smart
excellent.
Man. He is. He very, went back to college after smart Guns. Man.
Mm-hmm. And he had columns. Like, he wrote for ESPN. He wrote for Playboy. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was, like, writing all over the place. Like, he was... Duff is very smart.
Duff
and
is cool.
I love.
He's cool.
Listen to Two Chords of the Truth on fucking Sirius.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, him and his wife,
him
Susan.
His wife.
All right.
Yep. Let's get some numbers. Yeah, 30-1.
Numbers.
I need some numbers. I didn't figure out who won yet, so just calm your ass when I get to it, okay?
Don't worry. I'll mark it here. Oh, I've already got the bonus written down, ready to go.
My God. Number 30, we've got the Garden. 29, You Ain't the First. 28, Back Off, Bitch. 27, Shotgun Blues. 26, Live and Let Die. 25, Get in the Ring. 24, Patience. 23, Yesterday's. 22, Perfect Crime. 21, You Could Be Mine. Top 20, we got 20. We got Pretty Tied Up. 19, Used to Love Her. 18, Double Talk and Jive. Get the Money, Motherfucker. Number 17, 14 Years. 16, Welcome to the Jungle. 15, Out to Get Me. 14, Dead Horse. 13, Rocket Queen. 12, November Rain. Number 11, Estranged. Top 10. Number 10, Bad Obsession. 9, Coma. 8, Night Train. 7, Dust and Bones. 6, It's So Easy. Number 5, Paradise City. Number 4, Right Next Door to Hell. Number 4, I said that already.
Number 3.
Right Next Door to Hell. Number 3, Civil War. Number 2, My Michelle. Number 1, Mista Brownstone.
I gotta win this one.
Oh my God. All right, let me figure that out real quick.
I got 4 out of the top 5.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see.
I gotta
go by the points.
I got.
Don't fuck with the points.
I got Brownstone, okay, Michelle, Civil War, and Paradise City all in the top 5.
Civil War.
And then I got Right Next Door to Hell at 6.
You two get that one.
It's going to be close.
Right Next Door to Hell. We all get that one.
And I think Civil War was the deciding song, too.
Paradise City. We all get that one. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jim, did you get my hint at Paradise City the first time I sent it to you, or are you just fucking with me?
Yeah, of course I did. I was fucking with you.
Right, so I sent you Green Grass and Gal Gadot, and then you're just like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, Green Grass and Salma Hayek and then Natalie Portman I sent you.
Uh-oh. It's So Easy has fucked over Washkush as of right now. Oh, my God. This is... I got to go to Dust and Bones. I've got that one.
I think Rocket Queen is fucking you over.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on.
I've got 7 in my top 10. In the final top 10.
Ooh. Okay.
Perfect Crime might kill me.
Let's go to Night Train now. Let me see who's got that. This is intense. You've got that one. Oh, boy.
Jim, just remember, Hughes won Metallica, I won Iron Maiden.
Oh, I'm not winning this. Fuck no, I'm not winning this.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Okay. I gotta be fair. I gotta go all the way through and be fair. Without a point system, it's just anarchy. 2, 3, 4. That's fucking cold.
It's cold. Hey, Jim, you got numbers?
Numbers.
Well, I got fucked with Civil War. Washkush got fucked with It's So Easy. Hughes wins.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope. He's got 1 through 6 listed in order.
In order? Fuck.
Yeah. He's got 1 through 6. You did not have It's So Easy. I did not have Civil War.
Ooh.
He had all of them. He had Civil War and It's So Easy. So technically, if I'm going by the points, he wins.
I thought we went by who had the most consistent in the top 5. I don't know. Fucking whatever. Fuck it.
You would have been second. I would have been third.
Oh boy!
Because it's because Civil War was number 3, and It's So Easy was number 6.
That is rich.
You had 1 through 5. You both had 1 through 5. Song number 6 is It's So Easy. He had it. You didn't. He wins.
Fuck.
Oh boy.
You both had 1 through 5. I didn't have Civil War, so I was out at number 3.
Oh fucking! I told you Civil War is gonna be the deciding song.
It fucked me, man. It fucked me. Knocked me right out. But then It's So Easy knocked you out.
Man, I had that fucking low too.
Bonus! Top 10 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
Oh, easy.
Oh, my God.
If we're in the playoffs. Playoffs? We're in the playoffs.
Playoffs? I like playoffs. That. I like that.
Yeah,
I got some zingers. Don't
you worry. I'll do
up.
My fucking research and bring stats. I'll bring stats.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Gonna have stats.
Oh, he's bringing stats.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Here we go.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
What are we doing next week? What's our rank?
We are doing...
I don't know. Hugh should tell us.
Well, it actually was
baby.
Jim's win from the...
I'm actually not sure which one it is.
It was Jim's win from the bucket challenge that we just did amongst ourselves. It is Les Claypool and his band of misfits, Primus.
That's right.
Time to the
Colonel Claypool's. All right.
My
Primus,
name is Mud. Not to be confused
with
Jimmy Pat, Dave.
Tommy. Not to be confused with Aloysius Davidonder Abercrombie. That's long for Mud. So I've been told.
Oh God! Can I can't think of the one line. It's fucking. Mr. Know-it-all is like, something, some fancy word, whatever rhymes with fancy word.
That's right.
I can't remember it.
Did you guys listen to The Toys Go Winding Down? Make sure
yes.
Was that an EP?
Correct.
No, it's the song. It's on Frizzle Fry. It's fucking amazing.
Frizzle Fry.
Obviously,
I'm more worried about,
hasn't done his homework.
I'll have to,
I'm more worried about hoeing for the man.
Hoeing for the man.
I was once a pimp, but I'm hoeing for the man.
Hoeing
for the man. Hoeing for the man. Watch Coast, tragedies are coming next Friday.
That's
right. That's all I'm going to say. Tragedies are coming.
And the only person who could save us is probably Lee Van Cleef.
Lee Van Cleef.
Fuck you guys in that green out.
It's
going to
be
it's
bad.
Trash.
Oh, it's so good.
No,
you got to
separate.
The green
out is
trash.
The green
out
is Jeff Goldblum walking
into
a giant pile of Triceratops.
I guess I'm going to have to take you at your word, number two.
Who's
number
one?
Two.
Gonna be number one.
No. That's it for the night.
That's it.
Good Jim, break. Do we have a most hated movie that we
that's
all linked up on?
Karate Kid.
No, not even close.
Jesus Christ, no.
Christmas Story. Piece of shit.
Oh, fuck off. The closest we got was Lord of the Rings and Forrest Gump.
Hey,
fair
enough.
And Fast and the Furious. There's your top three for that.
All right,
there you
so
go.
Those are the other ones that we synced up.
We got Brownstone, My Michelle, and Civil War is the 1, 2, 3 of the best GNR songs. Which 2/3 of Falling Down the Stairs does not disagree with.
That's
right. But
I'm okay with it.
Until next weekend. Cheers.